I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Governor Steve Bullock is doing a media tour this week. We took him up on his invitation to discuss recent events in our studios Monday afternoon.
Governor Bullock, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
It's great to be with you, Eric, for sure.
At the end of November, we learned that your Lieutenant Governor Angela McLean was leaving that position to take a job with the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education. And at that time, the Associated Press quoted you as saying this wasn't a reset for the election or anything like that. And since then, Mike Dennison with MTN News was able to get copies of some of the emails from your office that suggested discord with Ms. McLean going back until at least late last year. She was locked out of her official Twitter account, excluded from administration meetings, and had meetings with you canceled. What's going on there?
Well, I think, you know, and as is reported last week, that there were certainly some challenges with the overall fit. Lieutenant Governor McLean's a very talented, capable person. I think that she'll serve the university system real well. This happens every day in the corporate world where the fit just isn't quite there.
So what are you doing to find a replacement? You have a short list. You have people helping you out with that. Who's going to be the next Lieutenant Governor?
Are you ready, Eric?
I like my job, but I'd like to hear what you're...
Now, what I've had most of really my senior staff, and they're reaching out to people all across the state, from political leaders to business leaders to education folks and others, to kind of try to put together a list. And I'll be going through that list and certainly sitting down and talking to folks. And I will choose someone. I'll try to get that wrapped up by the end of the holidays.
Your previous lieutenant governor, things didn't turn out so well for John Walsh. I think everybody knows that story. Should people in Montana be concerned that you're looking for your third lieutenant governor in 4 years?
I don't think so. I mean, on the one hand, it's hard to fault John Walsh for taking a U.S. Senate appointment and then ultimately running for the Senate.
I would say people would fault him for being caught plagiarizing and having to drop out of the race.
I think that's – but as far as, you know, taking the Senate position, and I can't fault him for that. I can't fault the Lieutenant Governor McLean, as it'll be a great job in her wheelhouse. Ultimately, we'll try to choose somebody that I think will – be good and be with me for hopefully what'll be the next 5 years, and can add constructively to the overall ticket.
One of your big accomplishments this year was helping to get the Medicaid expansion passed in Montana. It's a big component of President Obama's healthcare law. Do you think most Montanans think that Obamacare overall is good for the state?
We have 70,000 Montanans that don't have healthcare right now, and most of those are working. We have rural hospitals that are struggling to keep their doors open because of uncompensated care. And we had a Made in Montana solution that looks different than anywhere else in the country when it came to bringing our taxpayer dollars home to help provide health insurance. The legislature, in a bipartisan effort, Democrats and Republicans came together and said, this is good for our economy, it's good for Montanans, it's good for our healthcare system. And so hopefully it'll be real good for the overall state.
Is Obamacare a liability to somebody running for re-election?
That is, I guess, something that the voters would figure out next year. But making sure that 70,000 of our friends and neighbors have health care and working hard to get that done in a Montana-made solution, I mean, there's no way that I can govern, and nor should I be governing, saying what are all the implications for 2016 versus what needs to be done indeed in our state.
One big challenge that you face this year is the Clean Power Plan. And, you know, I guess a little over a year ago when the first draft of the White House's Clean Power Plan came out, your administration came out with a white paper that said Montana can meet these CO2 emissions reduction goals without shutting down any coal-fired power plants. And then in August, the White House came out with the final draft, and those emissions targets were significantly increased. And you said, you were disappointed that the White House had moved the goalposts. Can Montana meet these new, tougher CO2 standards?
Well, and I was disappointed in as much as that we had done a lot of work bringing people together with the draft rules. And the draft rules and the final rules were substantially, substantially different. Now, our climate's changing. I think that we have to address climate change. And I want to do it ultimately on our terms, on the state's terms. So what we're doing is putting together what I'm calling the Interim Clean Power Plan Advisory Council. And that'll have from coal strip owners, to conservationists, to business folks, to others, to say, how can we best address this? And how can we best move forward? You know, there is still quite a bit of uncertainty about what this might look like, but I'd much rather us be in the driver's seat, just like what we did with sage grouse, than just abdicating over the federal government.
One thing that's come out is this study from the Bureau of Business and Economic Research here at the University of Montana that says in order to meet those goals, we're going to need to shut down all of coal strip, and there's going to be these devastating impacts to the Montana economy. Think that's accurate?
I don't think that anybody that kind of comes out right now and says the sky is falling is something that we should necessarily grab a hold of. I mean, there's been other owners of coal strip that have said, slow down. We don't see that as necessarily what would be required or certainly the solution. And I don't see shutting down coal strip 1 through 4 as the solution. I mean, we also need reliable, affordable energy, and coal strip provides that. So I think long-term, as we look, the BBR report is certainly one path, one way to meet it, but that's won't be the preferred way. Just like when the draft rule came out, we provided a number of different options of how you might be able to address this rule. But I don't think nobody thinks that that's the way that it's ultimately going to be met.
Attorney General Tim Fox thinks the whole thing should be thrown out. He's joined Montana to a lawsuit to stop. I mean, when you say the administration has been unfair and has moved the goalposts, have they been moved to such a point where maybe we need to start over?
Well, that's when I announced the Clean Power Plan Advisory Council, I said, 27 states, including the state of Montana, has joined in that litigation, and I support that litigation going forward. But I'm also not in a position where I want to sit around and say, well, I'm going to wait to see what happens with a lawsuit, as opposed to getting the folks together that, making statements isn't going to put together a plan if we need to implement a plan.
Another big accomplishment at the legislature that you had a big hand in was passing the new campaign finance rules. How do you think running for governor is going to be different under those rules than it was the last go around?
You know, it'll be interesting in some respects because the last go around there were statewide newspapers supposedly created, and there's a whole bunch of 501c money that was spent in the election that at the end of the day, what the TRACE Act says is it doesn't limit spending, but it says if you're going to be making expenditures in our elections, you have to disclose basically the money that's being spent. I think that's something that all of us should want to say, that if folks are going to influence our elections, at least let's find out where that money's coming from and how they're spending it.
You think that's going to be net less money is spent because people who would be willing to spend money if they didn't have to show their identity might not spend it if in a situation where now that they do?
It's hard to know if it'll be less money spent, but at least the voters will at least know who's trying to influence the elections, which we didn't always have.
In your role as the previous chairman of the Democratic Governors Association, you went out there and raised money from sources that don't have to identify who they are.
Look, a couple things, one of which the silly season's already begun. Those who were criticizing the DGA stuff were also the ones that were opposed to actually ensuring that there was transparency in our laws in the state of Montana. I was elected by my fellow Democratic governors to serve as DGA chair. Now, one thing that I did say is that there will not be undisclosed money spent to influence elections as I'm DGA chair. And we had 3 elections across the country. There was no 501c4 money or other spent in any of those elections.
You mentioned the news from the Department of Interior about the sage grouse, that they had decided not to list the sage grouse as an endangered species, saying that states were doing enough on their own to protect the bird. Can you give me some examples of some strong protections that are in place that people who want to see the bird recover can feel good about?
What the sage grouse provided in part is maybe a new model for looking at what the Endangered Species Act can do. I mean, when we put together both the Sage Grouse Advisory Plan and got money from the legislature. When you have everybody from Audubon Society to stock growers to petroleum association saying, this is good. It's so much better that we can actually keep control. I mean, the Fish and Wildlife Services makes decisions science-based, so they clearly think that the bird will be protected, but also protect our heritage and our way of life. I think that's a win-win.
Governor Bullock, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.